Thank you for the introduction. I'm Bobby Kerr, as Dr. McElroy has just said. This is basically a study that we conducted over the summer in collaboration with Dr. McElroy out of Auburn. So this is the type of situation that some golf course superintendents find with goosegrass. This is an infestation on a golf green. This is an example of a picture that Dr. McCarthy got sent in last year, and the superintendent's question is, what can we do to control it? Well, you know, one of the challenges is the products that we can apply for goosegrass control also have activity on the turfgrass. So what we want to try and do is produce methods to minimise that turfgrass injury while maintaining that goosegrass herbicide efficacy. This is an example of what you'll find with some of the products. Basically, it ranges from a sort of a general burn down of the leaf material. Some products are more of a bleach effect. So basically what we're finding is, or what we're trying to find out is, if by applying irrigation immediately after the application of the herbicide and maybe washing that product off of the leaf and more into the soil to promote root uptake versus leaf uptake, can we reduce the turfgrass injury while maintaining good herbicide efficacy? So the objective of the study is basically to look at post-emergence goosegrass control options that produce acceptable turf injury. And the null hypothesis is that immediate irrigation following herbicide treatment will not reduce turfgrass injury. So as I said, it was a field experiment carried out this summer. It was set up in a randomised complete block design. We had 8 herbicide treatments. We had 2 irrigation treatments to a depth of 0.6 centimetres or a quarter inch. And it was basically 4 replications. And it was 2 locations. One was Clemson, South Carolina, and the second was in Auburn. We collected visual phytotoxicity, NDVI, and quality ratings. And for the purposes of today's talk, I'm only going to be presenting the visual phytotoxicity. And then it was on turf wave 419 Bermuda grass. In terms of treatments, we had obviously untreated, and then we had Pilex at 0.5 fluid ounces. Plus and minus the irrigation, immediate irrigation, the speed zone at 4 pints per acre. Then we had speed zone in combination with Pilex at 4 pints plus 0.5 fluid ounces respectively. Then we had Sencor at 0.5 pounds per acre. Then we had Tenacity at 8 fluid ounces per acre, and then Simazine at 25 fluid ounces per acre. And then we had Tenacity plus the Simazine at 8 and 25 fluid ounces. And then each of the treatments also included an NIS at 0.25% volume to volume. So in terms of the results, the data was analysed during an ANOVA, and then the means were separated using a student's t-test in JUMP 13. So basically, starting with the y-axis, the phytotoxicity is on the y, and on the x we have the different treatments. The green bars are the irrigated, and the blue bars are the non-irrigated. So basically, we can see that the Pilex. Was not significant in terms of irrigated versus the non-irrigated. The speed zone was basically reduced the phyto. And this is 4 days after treatment, and then the speed zone in combination with the Pilex also reduced the phytotoxicity. In terms of irrigated versus non-irrigated, and the same with the Sencor, and then the Tenacity also, the irrigated reduced the phyto, and the Simazine did not, but it wasn't above unacceptable in terms of turfgrass injury anyway, which is around 30%, and then the Tenacity in combination with the Simazine, there was no differences either.
You can just use the mouse to
point
if you like.
Okay, oh, there we go. Okay. So then, 7 days after treatment, the Pilex, we did see a reduction in terms of the irrigated versus the not irrigated, however, it was still above unacceptable injury. And then with the speed zone, we saw a reduction from the irrigated versus the non-irrigated. And then again with the speed zone and the Pilex, it actually reduced the turfgrass injury to acceptable levels when we irrigated. And then with the Sencor also, it reduced it to acceptable levels when we irrigated. And the same and with the Tenacity, and then the Simazine, there was no difference between the irrigated and non-irrigated, and then the Tenacity plus the cimazine, we did see a reduction again in terms of turf injury to acceptable levels when we irrigated. Then at 14 days after treatment, the Pilex is still quite a lot of damage. However, the irrigation did reduce the phyto significantly. The speed zone reduced phyto from that as well. However, the treatments were not above unacceptable. And then the speed zone plus the Pilex, the irrigated again, reduced the phytotoxicity down to around about acceptable. Versus the non-irrigated is up there around sort of 85-90. And then the Sencor, there was a significant difference in terms of the irrigated and not irrigated. And then we saw the same thing in the Tenacity. The Cimazine on its own, there was no difference. And then the Tenacity plus the Cimazine, there was a significant difference. So again then at 28 days, we saw the damage in the irrigated Pilex reduced to acceptable, where in comparison to the non-irrigated, it was still around 40% injury. The speed zone, there was no difference between the irrigated versus non-irrigated. And then the speed zone plus the Pilex has reduced that phyto. So some sort of a safening effect with the speed zone and the Pilex that we saw across the study. And then the Sencor, is basically there's no differences at this stage with the Tenacity either. And then the Tenacity plus the Cimazine, there's been a reduction in the phyto as well. So in terms of just what this looks like visually, this is basically the Pilex at 0.5 fluid densities per acre at 14 days after treatment. The not irrigated is on the left and the irrigated is on the right. And you can basically see the difference there. The speed zone, this is at 4 pints per acre, 14 days after treatment. There's a little bit of damage on the non-irrigated, and then the irrigated one is safe, basically. It's almost none. The same thing with the Pilex at the 0.5, plus the speed zone at the 4 pints, at the 14 days after. You can see there's been a significant reduction in phyto with the irrigated treatment. In the Sencor, there's still a little bit of damage left on the non-irrigated, whereas the irrigated one is almost perfect. And then the same thing with the Tenacity, that injury has been reduced at the 8 fluid densities 14 days after on the irrigated, while the non-irrigated has still got quite a significant amount of damage. Cimazine, there's basically not much between the two at that stage, maybe a little bit on the not irrigated. And then the Tenacity plus the Cimazine, you can see there's been an improvement in terms of the injury with the irrigated versus the not. So just in conclusion, we found that immediate irrigation to a depth of 0.6 centimetres or a quarter of an inch following the herbicide treatment reduces the turf grass phyto. One of the things that we have found is that the results for the Pilex have been inconsistent across studies, so that's something that we want to work on more in the future. In terms of future research, I'm going to be looking at irrigation timings as well as amounts. So like for the Pilex, if I was to irrigate to 1 centimetre, would that, you know, improve that, reduce that phyto? If we leave the product on the leaf for say 1 hour versus 8 hours versus 16 hours, what's the differences in terms of phyto? And then this is something that I've been sort of playing around with the idea of right now. I'm still trying to pull this together. I want to look at the impact of irrigating this product off the leaf on leaf cuticle. Is it just basically the fact that we're washing that product off of the leaf, that we're maintaining the integrity of the morphology of the cuticle? Is that what is reducing the phyto? I'm doing some work with a laboratory at Clemson. We're doing some LX microscopy work, and I'm going to try and do some IR from infrared to try and quantify that injury based upon what we're seeing as well with the LX. See if we can, yeah. And then the whole thing is, okay, so we're improving the turf grass safety, but are we still seeing good herbicide efficacy? So I've already done a number of studies looking at that. And so far, the only one that we saw where the herbicide efficacy has been reduced has been the Pilex on the mature goosegrass. You have to have a follow-up. Sencor's been really good. Speed Zone has been really good as well at the 4 pints, and then the Speed Zone in combination with small amounts of the Pilex, so around about 0.125 fluid ounces. Yeah, it's been a good result as well. So with that, I'd just like to say thank you. And any questions?
Time for questions.
Yep. So the question is, herbicide efficacy, is the irrigating reducing the herbicide efficacy? So in terms of today's study, we're just basically wanting to focus on the turf grass injury, but there's other studies that I've done, and then the Sencor, we've not seen an impact on herbicide efficacy. When you use the Speed Zone at 4 pints per acre in combination with low rates of Pilex, you get really good control and no difference between the herbicide efficacy. And some of these products are more sort of leaf absorbed versus root absorbed. So it's something that we want to look more at in the future and do more work with.
Okay, we'll thank our speakers.